Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 30th of June 2014. This is the first issue for June 2014 with over 200,000 subscribers.
Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Welcome to the latest issue of Dr. Foot's e-newsletter. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article, Intermetatarsal Bursitis.
Bursitis is a common cause of foot pain and discomfort, even though it isn't discussed as often as other conditions. Bursae are found throughout the body. There are around 160 bursae in the body. A bursa is a sac-like structure filled with fluid. Bursae are found near major joints in the body, especially those that are used repeatedly. Each bursa produces a sac that is filled with fluid which lessens the friction between ligaments, bones and tendons. A bursa can protect you from injuries to the soft tissue, from pressure from bones close by. It also helps to prevent wear and tear of moving joints and to absorb shock. Repetitive use of joints can develop into bursitis when the bursa is irritated and inflamed. Increased pressure can also be a contributing factor to this. If a part of the foot is put through increased stress, pressure or friction, then more bursae can be formed. The forefoot area has many bursae. The metatarsal bursae are found near the bottom of the toes. It usually affects the toe next to the big toe, also known as the metatarsal head. The metatarsophalangeal bursa is found under the big toe on the inside part of the foot. Also, many tiny bursae are found between the metatarsal bones in the intermetatarsal spaces. That is where the term intermetatarsal bursitis is used to describe this type of bursitis. Here are the causes.
Foot bursitis is when a bursa is inflamed in the foot. Just like when a bursa is inflamed in the heel, it is called a heel bursitis. Bursitis in the foot may come about after a shock to the foot, from a slip, trip or an injury, from a sport-related activity, where there has been a prolonged pressure on a bursa. Nevertheless, bursitis in the front of the foot usually occurs due to friction to the bursa sac, from recurring use and overusing a joint, such as running regularly or standing for long periods of time. Wearing shoes that are too tight for you can also be the cause of foot bursitis, as direct force over a bursa is applied this way. Obesity can also add to the amount of stress put on a bursa. Foot abnormalities such as hammer toes, flat feet, overpronation and bunions can all put added strain on the bursa, thus leading to bursitis. Wearing ill-fitting shoes when walking or running can amplify the shock the bursa has to take. This is why appropriate footwear for your chosen activity must be worn. Here are the symptoms. Bursitis can cause tenderness, pain, redness and swelling when you are moving and whilst resting. It can be particularly painful when you walk, jump or run. Also, wearing tight shoes, tight socks, and walking barefoot can increase the stress put on the bursa, thus aggravating pain. Moving the joint near the affected bursa may be difficult due to the area being swollen and painful. And here's the treatment.
Bursitis treatment concentrates on relieving inflammation and pain to the bursa. It also tries to reduce the causes that lead to bursitis. Throughout the healing process, it is vital to shield the bursa from any additional injury, to rest the joint, and to apply ice. It may also be recommended to use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and heat. Protecting the bursa helps to reduce pressure inside the bursa sac. Cushioning the area that is affected and trying to avoid anything that puts pressure on it and giving the joint plenty of rest will all help to reduce pressure and to ease the pain on the bursa. Using a heat pack or an ice pack for no longer than 20 minutes throughout the day can also help to relieve pain. Also, wearing shoes that are not too tight, that are wide at the front and support your feet correctly, can help your feet recover from intermetatarsal bursitis. The last thing you need is for shoes that squeeze the front part of your foot and add pressure to it. The way we function biomechanically is mainly controlled by genetics. It cannot be cured, but nonetheless, we can control the biomechanics of the lower limbs by changing the position of the foot when the foot makes contact with the ground, also known as the contact phase of gait. This can be done by wearing orthotics and a good pair of shoes. It is the most effective way for an athlete to decrease the risk of injury from taking place and to help avoid an injury from recurring. Orthotics are made to change the biomechanics of the foot when it is on the ground, and they offer additional support when it comes to shock absorbency. If after trying these suggestions you are still in pain, then visit a podiatrist for further treatment. The sooner this condition is treated, the less likely it is for surgery being needed.
News now of our new product, Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream. Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is extremely effective in the control of dry and rough skin. It softens hard, dry skin, helping to keep it soft and supple, and helps prevent further problems developing. Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is an effective moisturiser with aloe vera and urea and is ideal for maintaining the condition of the skin on your feet. It manages and helps prevent dry and rough skin. Developed in the UK by podiatrists, Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is a professionally inspired formulation that works with your body's natural defences to conditioned skin. You can see and order our foot care cream on our website, www.drfoot.co.uk. Now, a question from a patient. This time from Elaine Wilson from the UK, who writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, I have corns and callus on the sole of my feet. I work in retail and I am on my feet all day. Can you offer me some advice, please? Thanks, Elaine Wilson." And here's Dr. Foot's answer.
Hello, Elaine, this is Dr. Foot. Corns and calluses are areas of hard, thickened skin that develop when the skin is exposed to excessive pressure or friction. They commonly occur on the feet and can cause pain and discomfort when you walk. A podiatrist may cut away some of the thickened skin using a sharp blade called a scalpel. This will help relieve the pressure on the tissue underneath. Do not try to cut the corn or callus yourself. You could make it more painful and it might become infected. You can use a pumice stone or foot file to rub down skin that is getting thick. Looking after your feet will help prevent problems such as corns and calluses. Follow the advice that follows to help stop any hard, dry skin developing. Dry your feet thoroughly after washing them and apply a special moisturising foot cream, not body lotion. Use a pumice stone or foot file regularly to gently remove hard skin. If you use a pumice stone, make sure that it dries completely between uses and does not harbour bacteria. Wear comfortable footwear that fits properly. Always shop for shoes in the afternoon because your feet swell as the day goes on. This means shoes that fit in the afternoon will be comfortable. You should be able to move your toes inside the shoe with a small gap between the front of the shoe and your longest toe. If possible, avoid wearing heels as they increase the pressure on the front of your feet. Do not put up with foot pain as if it is normal. Either see a podiatrist directly or go to your GP, who may refer you to a podiatrist. They will be able to investigate the underlying cause of your foot pain. Kind regards, Adam Brook, Dr. Foot.
This is our recommended product, 4-foot pads. Surgical grade elastic sleeve with a gel pad that covers all 5 metatarsal heads and serves as a soft tissue supplement to fat pad atrophy. This pad helps relieve ball of foot pain as the gel pad cushions and protects the forefoot area. Slip on this elastic sleeve for relief from corns and other forefoot problems. An extra soft and extra thick breathable gel pad offers you tremendous relief. They come in pairs and are not recommended for those with diabetes or poor circulation. We also have a silicone elasticated metatarsal pad. This product follows the design of the more traditional elastic metatarsal band to address conditions such as hard skin, corns, Morton's neuroma, and ball of the foot pain. An extra soft silicone disc has been embedded in the elastic band to help the affected metatarsals unload and diffuse pressure. Snugly fits into any kind of shoe. One per pack. Visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk for 5-star reviews on Dr. Foot Cream for Dry Skin or Calluses, Men's Comfort Shoes, 10-Minute Callus Removal Kit, Imperial Solution for Athlete's Foot, Bunion Night and Day Splints that can correct bunions, Aquiline Gel for Smelly Feet, Gerwell Fungal Nail Oil for Fungus Nails, Flexitol Heel Balm for Dry Cracked Heels, Dr. Foot Pro Insoles for Flat Feet, and Silicone Heel Cups for Heel Pain. For more information, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. Do you need an acclaimed HCPC podiatrist? Dr. Foot recommends the Foot Medic. Treatments include chiropody, biomechanics, ultrasound, prescription medicines, and sports medicine. Mention Dr. Foot and get a 10% discount. Telephone 0121 523 5885.
If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. Do you know anybody with a visual impairment? Do tell them they can listen to this podcast on our website and that previous editions with a wealth of help and information are also available there. Visit www.drfoot.co.uk/podcasts. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX. Copyright 2014, Dr. Foot.